Good morning. I'm going to teach you a few little good ideas, right? When power tool manufacturers, make power tools, they might put grease in the grease box, but God. But that grease is fairly thick and not terribly fluid, you know what I mean? So what happens is you can see there it flings off the gears, and the gears basically run dry. So I'm going to teach you how to modify this, right? The first thing we do is we get some Teflon type anti-seize lubricant, anti-seize grease. Then we get a copper based anti-seize lubricant, And then we get some kind of mineral oil to thin it out and reduce it. It doesn't have to be too much of an exacting sort of science, So what we really need to do is thin the grease down a bit so it's sort of on a cold day, say like it's like 5 or 10 degrees C, so it sort of flows a little bit like molasses. So, I can't do this. Right. If we put lots in there, this is not a oil-resistant, properly sort of sealed case. It's more like it just holds the grease in unless there's too much and it runs out. Oh, where did I fucking put the lid? So there's that thing. And then what we do, right? The amount of surface area of the gears, that stacks. That stacks of Teflon. Right. That stacks of Teflon. And that's stacks of proper metal based anti-seize. And because you can see where, I've got to look around the fucking thing. You can see where the grease is a bit of a darker colour down there. That's where, because the grease is flung off, and it's picked up a bit of metal and shit from the teeth, and that's discoloured the fucking gear, the grease. Put a bit more in there. And because this case has a, we want it to be sort of slightly like molasses. Cold molasses, you know what I mean? Or cool molasses. So by putting that there and there and there, we can also see that there are cavities inside the fucking casing. Now this hasn't got sealing in it to keep all the grease and oil inside. But what we can do is we can put a fucking little neodymium magnet. I've got to fucking look at this. Yeah, on the lowest part, there's a tiny little neodymium. Oops. Just run down my fucking front. I'm a bit sort of pissy because that fucking cat, whenever I need to really concentrate on something, out he comes. Row, row, row. Oh, God. A tiny little neodymium magnet goes inside the case, which is a separate partition. Oh, fuck. You know, that fucking cat, whenever I need to do something really important and concentrate, it goes, row, 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 and you start running backwards and forwards. Start pressing all my fucking buttons. So, we need to just thin the grease down a little bit. So it runs, you know, otherwise it's just going to... So it circulates all the anti-seize onto the surface of the fucking gears, you know. And doesn't run out everywhere. If it's really thin, it'll run out. But, yeah. So, yeah, will I put this back in or will I seal it up with a proper sealant? Well, we need to look at the fucking... See where those gears are dark. There's a light coloured grease and a dark coloured kind of grease. You know. I've just got to double check the fucking parts manual. The fucking part, the parts diagram, so that I can make sure that this little bit's in the right place. But yeah, basically it's a plastic thrust bearing or a shim. So yeah, but basically that's how you can increase the longevity of your fucking power tools and their gearboxes and stuff. You know, by improving the grease, flings off the fucking gears, it stays stuck inside the case instead of on the fucking gears, and the gears don't get properly lubricated and they fucking wear out. So by putting in a really good lubricant compound, you know, a bit of metallic copper is a fucking powder, is a metal to metal, it separates all the fucking parts. Teflon makes it really fucking slippery, and a little bit of just say outboard two-stroke oil or whatever, and you know you can lubricate that just to thin the grease right down. And yeah, I'll end this here. just a little bit. You know, you just thin it down a little bit so it slightly flows slightly when it's cold, you know, and that gets whipped up and fucking splashed over the gears, and then your gears get copper and Teflon and shit coating all the teeth and stuff. So that means they last for a long time.